Hi, my name is Alan from LLB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about new launch versus resale condos. Who will what more? In Singapore maturing property market, buying a condominium has always been seen as a milestone, a symbolize of financial success and long-term wealth accumulation. In today's property market, you'll be spoiled for choice whether to buy a new launch with new facilities or should you consider an older resale condo instead from an investment point of view. This means you are most likely to hold it for a few years and flip it for the profit. If you have plans to buy for own stay, then this is another story. Here, what I'm going to do next is to randomly select a few condos within close proximity from one another and compare them against from the launch date of the new home to 2025. I'll be comparing them with a relatively newer condo and another older condo to have some insight to their past performance. Before I embark on this quest, do you want to make a guess? Who will what more? I'm very sure the majority of you will guess it wrongly. Firstly, let us head over to Canberra. Let us compare the newest kid of the block, the Water Garden at Canberra. It TOP in 2024. It has a 99 years lease from 2020. It's within walking distance to Canberra MRT station. Next, we have a relatively newer condo known as 8 Courtyard. It TOP in 2014 and is leased up from 2010. And lastly, let's add some spices to the equation. The oldest condo is Yishun Safari. It TOP in 2001 and has a lease starting from 1998. I'm very sure many will rule that out. For the purpose of this content, I've asked some of my colleagues which condo will outperform the rest. In fact, most of them place their bet on Water Garden at Canberra. Well, brother and sister, I have to disappoint you. Water Garden fared only a mere 20% during the same duration. 8 Courtyard, on the other hand, did 29%. As for Yishun Safari, it outperformed by 35%. So, you can see, it's the older condo that did the best. I never bluff you. You still don't believe in me? Never mind. Let us move on to the next comparison. Let's head over to Serangoon. We will compare Affinity at Serangoon. This is a 1,000 plus units condo occupying the former HUDC, Serangoon View. We will compare it against a relatively newer 99 years condo known as The Reason, that TOP in 2014. And lastly, we will compare it against my favorite, Kensington Park condo near Chom Chom. This is a 999 years old condo that TOP way back in 1987. I know at this junction, most of you will be thinking, so old and dated, wouldn't make money one. Only old people will buy them. Younger buyers will go for newer condo. So that means going forward, there will be no demand for such. Sound familiar? Here, let LLB Coco share more with you. Affinity did 18% to date from launch. Is that good enough for you? Surely not for me. The recent did an impressive 43%. Not bad, right? Maybe the upcoming Serangoon North MRT station could have played a part, but it also benefit the rest. Lastly, Kensington Park shoot through the roof at a remarkable 54%. I can still recall asking some buyers to explore Kensington Park when the PSF was hovering around 1,000 plus per square feet. This is in comparison to Affinity that was trending at 1,005 per square feet back then. I keep thinking, cannot be. How can an older 999 years condo lose out to a 999 years new condo? Yes, it may look old, but they offer functional and practical space. Some even rub me off saying my thinking is very old-fashioned. Well, as a property investor, I can only say the result has said it all. Next, let's head over to Siglap. Seaside Residence is a 999 years condo along Siglap Lane. This condo TOP in 2021 and is relatively new. I'll compare it against the oldest 99 years condo, Mandarin Garden. The TOP in 1986, it only left with a remaining lease of 43 years. And lastly, let's have some punch with the freehold Fernwood Tower across the road. It TOP in 1994, this means it's already 29 years old. Seaside Residence has seen appreciate by 35%. On the other hand, Mandarin Garden fair 40%. Not bad, right? Even for an older condo. That is right. There is a saying, a rising tide raises all boats. And lastly, Fernwood Tower has gathered ahead at an astonishing 67%. Impressive. So next time, for those that hear say resale condo will lose out to new condos, I think you listen, 50-50 will do. When we are in the East, how can I forget talking about Tampines? Correct? Let's zoom into this mega 2000 plus treasure at Tampines. This is sitting on a former HUDC Tampines court. It TOB 2023, and there are many profitable transactions. Many homeowners are overjoyed that they bought the right investment. As usual, let me compare it against a slightly newer condo along Tampines Street 86, the Santorini TOP in 2017, and not near any MRT station, just like Treasure. I also add on the Topical, which is the oldest of the three. It TOP in 2000 and is on 99 years lease, same as per the earlier two condos. So far, Treasure Tampines fair 31%. Not bad in my opinion. As for the Santorini, it did slightly lower at 26%. Still decent. Whereas the Topical did a fantastic performance at 51%. Here, don't rule out older condo. What you didn't know is that they offer you value for money. Surprise, right? I'm very sure many of you will guess it wrongly. Anyway, this is a discussion that many will not want to talk about it too openly. After all, I'm a resale agent. I find it very unjustifiable that resale property have been looked upon in a less desired angle. Come on, the majority of properties in Singapore are resale properties. What are they talking about? For new launch in 2025, it has reached a new high, driven by increased land costs and elevated construction costs. For example, OCR projects are now averaging 2,000 to 2,400 per square feet, while CCR projects like those in Orchard or River Valley are approaching 3,000 to even 4,000 plus per square feet. Resale condos, especially those just past their 10 years mark, offer more flexible pricing. Depending on location, many resale units in the OCR and RCR are trading at 20 to even 40% lower PSF than nearby new launch. For those that are looking at value for money and potentially higher rental yield, you can always consider resale properties. For new homes, I never say cannot buy. If you love new condos and are willing to pay a premium for brand new finishing and facility to stay in, please, by all means. This is the same theory as buying a new car versus a second-hand car. The choice is yours. As for its performance in the resale market, it could take some time to normalize, impacting short-term capital gain. By the way, if you're holding on to any resale property and are considering your housing option, kindly let me know. I'm going to do my best to address your housing needs. That's all. Thank you for watching.